Playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country for Ozmade. It's Maddie Garwood and hitmaker and queen of the bangs, Alice Ivy, has got some new stuff out. She's teamed up with a good friend of ours, Psycho, for Weakness. How did it come? Did you have like an arm wrestle to find out who was the weakness? Alice Ivy, thanks for joining us here on Ozmade.
Hello, how's it going?
Oh, so good. Who do you think would win out of an arm wrestle between you and Psycho?
Oh my gosh, to be honest, I have no idea because like I've actually never met her. We've spoken 1 million times, yeah. We've done Zoom calls, like I've seen her virtually, but we've actually never stood next to each other. So I can't really tell or make a call on that because it's a little hard, you know, with the collaboration with Psycho that song Weakness was written over Zoom, especially in a songwriting process. It is so personal. And you kind of like tell each other your life stories and get to know each other. And
how do you go about choosing someone who you want to feature?
I'm such a big Psycho fan.
Yeah.
I love everything she's put out and I think she's like one of the coolest people and she's so down to earth and super, super nice. I guess that's sort of what really drew me to her. But whenever I'm looking and open to collaboration, it's usually artists that have like a really unique thing going on and are so true to themselves and so true to their art. Those are the kind of artists that I really particularly draw to.
And so how did this come about when you're saying you did it over the interwebs?
With the Psycho song in particular, I mean, generally I like to kind of keep things open as possible just because you never know where things are going to go. And also it's kind of good to have things as open because you also don't want to put something in front of someone and they're not into it. Mm. But I did have a song, an instrumental that I really, really, really loved and I was into and I could totally hear Psycho on it. And I played it to her and she instantly gravitated towards it. I guess that's sort of how it was pieced together, like, so the instrumental was kind of done, and then it's like melody, and then lyrics came, and yeah.
Well, that's what everyone's been doing for the last, like, 18 to 2 years anyway, basically just waiting around, waiting to see some more Alice Ivy shows. And have you got some stuff that you've been able to put in the works now that things are starting to open up a little bit?
Totally, yeah. So I'm super excited. I have a couple of New Year's festivals. So I'm doing Beyond the City in Melbourne, and then I'm also doing New Year's Eve on the Hill, actual New Year's Eve. That's going to be an enormous day. That's what I was saying before. Like, it's all coming at once.
Yeah.
But then awesome. I'm also doing, like, a DJ set for Red Bull Music in Melbourne.
Awesome.
I feel like 2022 is going to be everyone's year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's definitely lots of plans in the works for some shows next year. Can't wait.
And what about with your music as well? So we've got Weakness now. Do you have a bit of a catalogue that you've been able to work on?
Yes, absolutely. I've been working really hard since my last record came out in July last year.
Mm.
Despite not being able to be in the same room as people, I have been working hard over Zoom. So I've started a third Alice Ivy album and I'm keep relocating to the States next year to keep working on that for a few months.
Well, we're loving your newest one at the moment with Weakness, Alice Ivy. We're going to play it right now. So great to chat to you and have a bit of fun, eh?
Oh, that was so good. Thanks so much for chatting.
Awesome. Would you like to introduce your feature with Psycho for me?
Absolutely. And next up, you're going to hear Weakness by Alice Ivy with Psycho. I hope you like it. I don't know if that was a good intro, but I could do it again if you want.